It's 10 trivia questions on NES sports games, as picked by Patreon subscriber and the Askin Nebraskan, Jim Fields. This is Trivia with Buds. Let it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. I just got out of Star Wars. Finally, saw it about 2 weeks late. Went with my father-in-law, Johnny, and we sat in the back row, center of a pretty empty theater. I'd say it was half full, and the movie was great. I thought it was fantastic. I don't know why people would complain about anything. I think that all those movies, especially the newer trilogy, are all fun in their own regard. They're all different kinds of movies to me, and I'd watch all of them again. The Star Wars universe movies are not movies that I watch over and over again. I know a lot of people do, but I like kind of like one and done. Like I probably wouldn't rush to watch that one again, but I was really excited with the conclusion to that trilogy. So if you haven't seen it yet, I highly recommend you go see it, especially if you like the other two. And if there's things you found wrong with it, I would love to hear about them, because I've been reading reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. It's only got a 54% and very slim stuff. Nothing I've gone, oh yeah, they're right about that. It's always just kind of like, it jumps from scene to scene. I'm like, that's kind of what a movie is, but all right. So that's just my take. If you hated it, let me know. If you loved it, let me know. And the easiest way to do that is the Discord app chat. For a dollar or more, you get access to this ongoing chat room we have over on the Discord app chat service. And it's mostly used for gamers and stuff, but I use it to post fun pictures, quizzes, extra trivia rounds, etc. So if you want to support the show for a buck, you get access to that chat room and you can interact with other fans of the show and fans of pop culture in general. We get a big Star Wars chat going in there. I know that when the movie came out, people were kind of posting in there about their thoughts on it without spoilers. So that was cool. And I might jump in there myself now and say some thoughts in addition to the ones you've just heard. If there's other movies you want to see, let me know about those. I am in the movie going season. I'm in the spirit. I want to go see like 3 movies in January, which is not usually the case. Usually January is kind of a bad month for movies, notoriously. And there are a couple of movies. Bad Boys for Life is as ridiculous in Michael Bay as it is. I'd like to see that. We actually got to the movie theater at noon to see this movie. And as soon as we got in there, it was about 12:05. We were in there for 20 minutes and there were no previews, nothing on the screen. And I said, it's 12:05. This is weird. They had changed the start of the movie to 12:30 and just didn't let us know, I guess. So that was weird. There was a couple other people in the theater who were also baffled. The movie started at 12:30. And by movie, I mean a good half hour of previews. So the movie didn't actually start until 1 2.5 hour movie. I was at the theaters for like 4 hours. It was a good time though. Again, highly recommend it. One of the trailers I saw that was cool was for something called Hunters, and it's about Nazi hunters, and it's got Al Pacino and Logan Lerman. And I'm like, this looks like a cool movie. And then it was like coming to Amazon Prime. And I was like, yes, I'm going to get to watch that very soon for free. So I am excited about that show. If you haven't seen this Nazi hunting show called Hunters, go look it up. It looks great. Great. And as always, you get Al Pacino yelling in the trailer, so that's fun. Today's episode of Trivia is all about NES sports, Nintendo Entertainment System sports games. We got games in here about basketball. We've got games in here about baseball, football, track and field, you name it. If it was on Nintendo and it was a sports game, we're going to do 10 questions on it. So get ready for that. That was picked by Jim Fields, my friend, the Askin Nebraskan. He's a trivia host in the Nebraska area, kicking butt in the middle of the country. Check him out, the Askin Nebraskan, on Facebook if you live in Nebraska and want to play some trivia. All right, we're going to jump into today's episode, 10 questions on NES sports. Now, if you've never played before, you can yell out the answers. You can write them down. You can check them. You could battle a friend, or you could just listen. This show is whatever you want it to be. We're going to jump into those questions right now. Here we go. All right, here we go. NES sports trivia. Let's see how many of these 10 you can get. Number one, what's the name of the first boxer you face in the original Punch-Out? Question number one, what's the name of the first boxer you face in the original Punch-Out? Question number two, what three-word hockey game was released from Konami in 1987? Number two, what three-word hockey game was released from Konami in 1987? Question Question number three, what U.S. basketball game was known in Japan as Exciting Basket? Number three, what U.S. basketball game was known in Japan as Exciting Basket? Question number four, what two female characters play Mario and Luigi's caddies in NES Open Tournament Golf? Number four, what two female characters play Mario and Luigi's caddies in NES Open Tournament Golf? Question number five, what color jumpsuit is the motocross rider wearing on the cover of Excitebike? Question number five, what color jumpsuit is the motocross rider wearing on the cover of Excitebike? Question number six, what sport is depicted in a game called Arch Rivals? Number six, what sport is depicted in the game Arch Rivals? Question number seven, what country was Starman from in the game Pro Wrestling from 1986? Question number seven, what country was Starman from in the game Pro Wrestling from 1986? Question number eight, what game based on a TV show featured challenges called Powerball, Assault, and the Wall? Number eight, what game based on a TV show featured challenges called Powerball, Assault, and the Wall? Question number nine, what device was used in conjunction with games like Athletic World and World Class Track Meet? What device was used in conjunction with games like Athletic World and World Class Track Meet? And your final question of today's quiz, number 10, what do you shoot in a game C of Duck Hunt? At the beginning of the game, you can pick A, B, or C. In game C, what are you shooting in Duck Hunt? Those are your questions for the NES Sports Quiz, courtesy of Jim Fields. We'll be right back in just a second with the answers. We're back with the answers to NES Sports Game Trivia. Jim Fields, great topic. I love this one. This was fun to write, and I hope you had fun playing along. Number one, what's the name of the first boxer you face in the original Punch-Out? That is Glass Joe. Glass Joe. He's got blonde hair, looks kind of dopey. I've met a lot of people in my life that were real-life Glass Joes. I could think of about five from high school to now. Number two, what three-word hockey game was released from Konami in 1987? That was Blades of Steel. Blades of Steel. I was going to do some kind of tie-in with the Will Ferrell movie, and then I realized that was called Blades of Glory, so I ditched the Will Ferrell reference. Number three, what U.S. basketball game was known in Japan as Exciting Basket? That would be Double Dribble here. Double Dribble. Number three, used to watch my older brothers, Tom and Scott, play that game. Number four, what two female characters play Mario and Luigi's caddies in NES Open Tournament Golf? Was Toadstool and Daisy. Toadstool and Daisy. One of the few games Daisy's in, besides some of the Mario parties and Mario Karts and stuff like that. Number five, what color jumpsuit is the motocross rider wearing on the cover of Excitebike? Orange. It is an orange motocross riding jumpsuit. Number six, what sport is depicted in the game Arch Rivals? It is nothing to do with archery, although that would make sense with the title. It was actually a basketball game, Arch Rivals. I think it was sort of a comedy, goofy game, if I remember correctly. Number seven, what country was Starman from in the game Pro Wrestling from 1986? Mexico. Starman was from Mexico. He had a star on his mask. Number eight, what game based on a TV show featured challenges called Powerball, Assault, and the Wall? That was American Gladiators. Number eight, American Gladiators. Great TV show and great game. I think it was a fun game. Number nine, what device was used in conjunction with games like Athletic World and World Class Track Meet? That was the old Power Pad. You plugged it in. It was a big mat. You could run on it to do different activities. It was kind of like the Wii Fit way before that. And number 10, what do you shoot in game C of Duck Hunt? You shoot clay pigeons, not ducks, but white discs that get shot up in the air, and you shoot them down. So there you go. NES Sports is in the bag. If you like those questions, let Jim Fields know. He's the Ask a Nebraskan on Facebook. Maybe he can give you some more, and we can team up and do a bunch more Nintendo trivia for you. Jim, if you have any questions that I might have missed, send them my way. We could do a follow-up episode. That would be kind of fun. And it's now time for the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. Who became the mayor of New York City after Rudy Giuliani. Tweet me your answer at Ryan Buds or email ryanbuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Conan O'Brien for the guy who took over The Tonight Show after Jay Leno very briefly before they brought Jay back for four more years and then Jimmy Fallon. And your trivia team name of the day is C3PO. C3PO. Funky Monkey can be reached at fmdesignsinc.com. Thank you guys for leaving iTunes reviews. Thanks for telling friends about the show, and we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.